Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by a country star on the rise. He once wore number 7 on the diamond. Now he's just an Oklahoma gypsy shuffler on the road with the Steel Toes and Texaco's tour. We welcome Cole Phillips.
Well, howdy, how we doing?
Absolutely great, Cole. Let's go beyond the mic. You said, quote, "I want to show it's possible to come from a place where it seems like nothing is happening and do something," unquote. What is Bridge Creek like?
Oh, it's like every other small town you've ever seen. There ain't nothing but a gas station and the Dollar General and just one road running right through the middle of it that everybody lives on.
I know what you're talking about because I spent many a summer at Fort Cobb Lake at the Crow's Roost Bar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been there quite a few times. Not the bar, but definitely spent some time at the lake.
How did leaving Bridge Creek to share your music open your eyes to the world?
I never really left Bridge Creek as a kid or anything. I mean, my parents and I mean, we never went on vacations or anything. I've learned that I was a sheltered kid. I never really saw much of anything. And so now I'm trying to experience life and learn and go from there.
You're on the road singing at every joint, festival, and opportunity somebody gives you. Where's the one place that's special to you musically?
Well, we're playing Billy Bob's coming up, and I haven't played there yet, but I grew up listening to Cross Canadian Ragweed and Jason Bowling and Stoney LaRue's live albums from Billy Bob's, Texas. So we're really, really excited for that. And that means a ton to me that I get to play there.
Cole Phillips is on the road with the Steel Toes and Texaco's tour, and he joined us beyond the mic for the Rocking Eight. Cole, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
All right.
You played football as a wide receiver and played baseball. Which did you enjoy more?
I enjoyed football more, for sure. Whenever I get mad, I get to go hit people. Baseball, I had to control it.
You had a tattoo for your grandpa done. How did Grandpa Merle influence you?
He was my best friend growing up. He taught me how to drive. He taught me everything that I knew about life before he passed. And he was my best friend. I could talk to him about anything ever.
It's closed now, but what was the best dish at the La Luna Cantina when you worked there?
Oh, the Pollo Verde. It was this little plate of diced chicken and cheese and peppers all mixed together into one. And it was really, really good.
I know you love the fish. So what's the biggest fish you caught and where was it?
All right, so there's a bridge going over Eufaula Lake where the Highway 9 runs, and I caught it off the bridge. It was a, like, 6-pound bass. It wasn't anything special. I caught it with the caught it off that bridge fishing with my dad. So it was fun.
Cole, if you can make someone else's dream come true, who would you help?
My little brother. He's been my best friend since I can remember. We fought a lot growing up, and then whenever I turned 17 or so, I was like, this kid's all right. Definitely my little brother.
Your go-to order at Brahms is what?
Oh, a bag of burgers with cheese, 3 little cups of Brahms sauce, and a chocolate shake.
What was the best lesson your dad ever taught you?
There's a lot. That one's difficult. Probably that you can't please everybody in this world.
If you could buy your mom one thing, what would it be?
A new car. Ever since I was a little kid, she's like, if you get famous, you got to get me a Mercedes.
Cole Phillips joins us beyond the mic for the back half. What's the one thing at Bass Pro Shop your manager won't let you go shopping for?
Duck calls.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many do you have?
Too many. I've spent way too much money on duck hunting.
How is fighting to leave the claustrophobia of a town just north of I-44 change your music?
Gives it some angst, I guess. There's some antsiness in there, and I think it gives it that raw feeling and the rock side of things whenever I do have that.
Now, I'm not going to tell the details, but your first song, Drinking Alone, was influenced by you drinking alone. You're 18. What were you drinking? And how has that song changed you?
So we were at Lake Eufaula. We have some land down there that we go hunting at every winter. We have 2 cabins. And so I was staying in one of the cabins and the rest of my family was staying in another. And I went to my dad's cabin and stole a bottle of Jack Daniels out of his and took it back up to mine and drank as much as I could until I didn't remember anything. So I wrote that song, woke up the next morning, didn't even remember that I did. And now it's the reason that I get to do this as a living and have fun with it. And, there's no worries. I just get to have fun making music. And it's because of that song.
Tell everyone about picking up the guitar for the first time and how did you learn it?
So I picked up the guitar for the first time when I was probably 14 years old and just kind of fiddled around for like an hour a week or something like that, just learning songs that I really loved just off of YouTube videos and everything like that. And then I met my producer and he's like, dude, you suck. And so I started putting some real work in and started trying to get better from there, and it's just still a growing process.
So what was your first guitar? Who bought it? And what string breaks the most on it?
Oh, my first guitar was a Yamaha FG800, I think. My mom bought it because I asked her for a guitar for Christmas, and the G string is the one that breaks every time on every single guitar ever.
Cole, how has your family, friends, and relationships influenced your music?
A lot. I grew up with some white trash friends, which I love, and we ran around this small town doing nothing, just getting into trouble. And I think that's influenced a lot of my music, just a lot of time to sit and think about what I'm doing wrong. And then, I mean, same kind of thing with my family. I got to hear about what I'm doing wrong all the time. And so I just wrote down their words on paper and it ended up creating songs.
Well, you talk about doing wrong. What are you doing right?
You tell me. I don't know. I've been reading the Bible quite a bit lately. Been having fun, consistently posting TikToks, which is not my favorite thing ever to do. And that's all there is to that.
We're talking to Cole Phillips Beyond the Mic. His latest song is called West Texas. Let's talk music. Who influenced you musically?
The whole Red Dirt scene really is what influenced me musically. All the guys who came out of Stillwater or anywhere in Oklahoma really influenced me, and the greats. I mean, Merle Haggard, George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Don Williams, all that kind of stuff kind of influenced my writing style, I feel.
How about your favorite three songs for you to listen to?
Oh, I Believe in You by Don Williams is one of my favorites. My Favorite Memory by Merle Haggard. And I'd have to go with Pay No Rent by Turnpike Troubadours.
Where's your holy grail of places to play?
Oh, it's got to go back to Billy Bob's there. Just because of the way I grew up listening to music live from Billy Bob's, it's probably right there.
If you can open for anyone, who would it be?
Well, I think Turnpike Troubadours. They've inspired me massively, and I think it would be such a great time.
Cole, you've talked about how family and friends have helped you. How has getting into good trouble influenced your music?
Just making memories, really, that I can put down on a piece of paper and sing about. I feel like everybody can relate to good memories. Just having fun with your friends and, doing stuff that you shouldn't, but you learn from it and move on.
What makes your song West Texas important as an Okie?
So I wrote that song about a girlfriend of mine that told me I couldn't do it, an ex-girlfriend of mine that told me I couldn't do this. And the day I wrote it was the day before I was going to over to Cook's Garage to play William Clark Green's festival, Cotton Fest. And so I was like, all right, watch this. So that's pretty much what the whole song was about. Kind of getting mad and leaving.
They always say, write what you know. What are you afraid to learn?
Oh, I'm afraid to learn a lot of things. I'm afraid to learn about how much this world can suck sometimes, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I really couldn't answer that. Just the moving on part of things is difficult for me as a person.
How has being part of a family of eight made you a better man?
So, my parents split when I was 15 and a half or so. I feel like having to almost help them through that and make sure that they're doing okay, made me realize that, everybody has feelings, and you can do your best, but you can't save everybody.
Cole, what does music mean to you?
It's a form of art where I get to tell any story I ever wanted to and be whoever I ever want to be, whenever I don't get to be that sometimes.
Cole Phillips joins us beyond the mic for one big question. Cole, what do you want people to feel after listening to your music?
I want people to feel like somebody relates, whether it's having fun, being sad, being mad. I want people to feel like somebody else relates and that other people have been through this and made it out alive.
His manager keeps him from adding to his duck call collection, wants to buy his mom a car, and wants you to hear his latest song, West Texas. On the road with the Steel Toes and Texaco's tour, Cole Phillips, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yes, sir, Sean. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.